Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Mem Zayin in Maseches Pesachim. It is the 369th daf in Shas. Baruch Hashem, I've returned to Eretz Yisrael. The important avoda of the Bein Hazmanim that we discussed when we were able to record the daf is behind us, of getting reacquainted with the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, as well as with one's family, which of course can sometimes take away from the daily schedule. And also for me, it was visiting in the States many of my Talmidim and learning with them, and also participating in their chasanas, which was a tremendous nachas. Speaking of their chasanas, there was actually one Talmud that unfortunately I was not able to participate in his wedding. There were three chasanas that night, and I, in all sincerity, wanted to make it. But by 11 o'clock, I was still in New Jersey, and the chasana was in Brooklyn. And actually, this Talmud is one of our chevra, is one of the fellows that listens to the daf, Rav Weiser, who I was zocha to learn one summer in Kollel together with him. So I wish him and all of the chasanim from the wedding season that they should build a bais neman b'Yisrael, b'kedusha b'tahara u'b'ni'imus halev. Our daf is going to continue the give and take and questioning of the Shita of Rabbah that we saw disagreed with Rav Chisda, who claimed on the top of Mem Vav Mem Beis, about 10 lines in, that if a person cooks on Yom Tov for a weekday, it is not going to be an Issur D'Oraisa of Malkus, even though, of course, violating Yom Tov is an Issur D'Oraisa, because of the rule of Hoyel. Hoyel u'mikli le'archem. Since guests are going to come, Rabbah says, Allah is that one will not get Malkus. Rav Chisda disagrees. This is a seminal machlekes, and the Gemara points out that there's another implication of Rabbah's Shita as well. About 20 lines from the bottom of Mem Vav Mem Beis, the Gemara says that Rabbah is also of the opinion that min ha-Teira, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Rashi explains 2 lines into the wide on Mem Vav Mem Beis that the reason for that is that Shabbos and Yom Tov are one Kedusha. So, bottom line is that Rabbah says that you're not going to be chayiv on cooking for on Yom Tov for a different day. If you're going to cook for the weekdays, Hayol Mikulei Archim. If you're cooking for Shabbos, so then in such a case, Sarchei Shabbos Nasim B'Yom Tov. The Gemara is going to challenge, on the top of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, the rule of Sarchei Shabbos Nasim B'Yom Tov from 2 different areas of Halacha, both of them related to bread and the Migdash. Number one, the Gemara is going to challenge from the Halachas of Lechem Haponim. That is going to be the first part of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. They're going to challenge this rule of Rabbah. Then Rav Mari is going to challenge this from the rules of Shtei Halechem. The Gemara towards the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph is going to tell us the rule. Acha sheyosa l'chol nefesh, hu levada yosa lechem, quoting the Pasuk in Boy, that tells us that you're allowed to cook Eichel Nefesh on Yom Tov. Chazal is going to darshan, hu levada yosa lechem, lechem v'loi l'gvoya, that you're not allowed to cook for the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov. Going on to Amud Beis, the Gemara will challenge from Abaye the rule of Hoyel from the Halacha that someone who cooks a Gid HaNasha in milk on Yom Tov and he eats it, he gets multiple Chiyuve Malkus. And then the Gemara will bring up another fascinating discussion at the end of Mem Zayin Amud Beis, and that is the question of whether Muktza is a Din D'Oraisa on Yom Tov, the prohibition of Muktza. So let's pick up on the bottom of Mem Vav Mem Beis Esve. We're going to ask a question on Rabbah, who's of the opinion that Tzarechei Shabbos Nasim B'Yomtev. The Gemara asks that with the halacha of Lechem Aponim. Lechem Aponim Nechal L'tisha L'asara U'lechad Asar. Lechem Aponim is eaten after either 9 days after it was baked, either 10 or 11. Lo pachas v'lo yosar, neither more nor less. Ketzat, how do we see that? Kedarko L'tisha. If it's a normal week, so then in such a case, it lasts 9 days. Nefa b'Erev Shabbos, it's baked on Erev Shabbos. Rashi explains that is the day before that the Lechem HaPanim is put on top of the Shulchan. It's put on top of the Shulchan on Shabbos. And then Nechal b'Shabbos, and then it is eaten a week later on Shabbos. That means, Letitia, if you count it up, that is 9 days. What happens, Chal Yom Tov Lios b'Erev Shabbos, if Yom Tov falls on Erev Shabbos, so then, Nechal Shabbos L'Asara. Then in such a case, it is baked on Thursday, and it's eaten a week and 2 days later on the next Shabbos, and that is 10 days. Shnei Yom Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah. What happens if the 2 days prior to Shabbos are Rosh Hashanah? So then in such a case, Nechal Shabbos, it's eaten a week later on Shabbos, and it's baked only on Wednesday, because Thursday and Friday are Rosh Hashanah. L'acharasar, l'fi she'ena doiche, because the baking of Lechem HaPanim is not doiche, lo yaseh Shabbos, lo yaseh Yom Tov. Neither Shabbos nor Yom Tov. Analyzes the Gemara, how could Rabba say, min ha-Torah tzarchi Shabbos nasim Yom Tov? How is that reconciled with this teaching? If that would be so, then one could be allowed to bake them on Friday and Thursday themselves, even if they're Yom Tov. Asks the Gemara, V'yamr tzarchi Shabbos nasim b'Yom Tov. If we're going to say that the tzrachim of Shabbos could be done on Yom Tov, according to Rabba, and that's the reason why you're not going to be chayiv if you cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, why don't they bake the Lechem HaPanim on Friday, even if Friday is Yom Tov, Amalei, Shvus Krei Ve'itiru, Shvus Rechayka Loi Hitiru. When were they matir a Shvus in the Migdash? Even though it's true that if Min HaTaira, it would be mutter to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, and it would only be in Isur Derabbanan, then outside of the Migdash, then the Migdash, it should be mutter as a Shvus B'Migdash. We say Ein Shvus B'Migdash. However, that rule only applies to a Shvus Kroiva. Rashi explains, there are excellent Rashis over here at Dibur HaMaskil, Shein Adoich and Shvus Kroiva. All Rashis are excellent, but this really fleshes out the pshat, that when do we say Ein Shvus B'Migdash? That's for that day. If on for Yom Tov itself, there's a need for that day, then will we be matir? That's a Shvus Kroiva. However, if we're going to allow to bake on Thursday or Friday for a Shabbos, that's for which Shabbos? In a tomorrow Shabbos? No. It's in a week from now when they're going to eat the Lechem HaPanim, that's considered even more than a week, a little bit more than a week, that's considered a Shvus Rechoka. It was a Tzarech for the next Shabbos. And for that, Shvus Rechoka, Lohitiru. The Gemara now tangentially asks, that works according to the Mandomer that says that you're not allowed to bake Lechem HaPanim on Yom Tov. However, Ula Reb Shimon Gamliel, Damar Shum Reb Shimon Ben Haskan. Reb Shimon Gamliel quoted Reb Shimon, who was the son of the Skan Kohen, who we've had already in the past, the Meiri says, who's Rebbe Hanina Skan Kohanim. Of course, that was the Tana that we had on the top of Yudalit Amanav that began the halachos of Tumah V'Tahara in that Mishnah over there on Yudalit Amanav. He said, Doiches Yom Tov, that the baking is Doiches Yom Tov of the Lechem HaPanim, Veina Doiches Yom Tzom. It's not, the only thing it's not Doiches, this is recorded in the Gemara Menachos on Nafkuf HaMebeis, is it's not Doiches Yom HaKippurim. But otherwise, it is Doiches. Ma'ikal HaMemer, what are you going to say according to that opinion? This opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Askan is recorded over there in the Mishnah, and according to most Mefarshim, the rationale of Rabbi Shimon is that since Yom Tov and Shabbos are the same Kedusha, one is allowed to bake on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Why don't we say that it's going to be Asur as a Shvus? Because of a Rishus, Rechoik asks the Gemara. Answers the Gemara, Bahapligi. Marsav Rishus, Kroiva Itiru, Shvus Rechoik, Elo Itiru. The Tanakhama there in Menachos on Daf Kuf holds, as we explained above, that it's a Shvus Rechaika because it's about 9 days later that you're going to be Matil Tzarech Shabbos. However, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Mar Savar Shvus Rechaika Nami Yitiru. Rabbi Shimon ben Askan holds that even a Shvus Rechaika there were also Matir. Period. We've defended the halachos of Lechem HaPanim according to Rabba, that despite the rule of Sarche Shabbos, Nasim B'Yom Tov, nevertheless, we did not allow the baking of the Lechem HaPanim on Yom Tov for Shabbos for 10 days from there, or 9 for that matter, because of Shvus Rechaika Lo Hitiru, according to most Tanoim. Gemara now goes to Halachos of the Shtei Halechem. Masiv Rav Mari. Shtei Halechem that are brought on Shavuos, in that Mishnah over there, on the Daf Kuf Menachos we learned, Eina Ne'achalos Loi Pachos Mishnayim V'lo yoyser al shloisha. Normally, it was eaten 2 days after it was baked, some days 3. Ketzat. How do we have these two instances? Nefos erev yom tov. If it was baked in erev yom tov, nechalas li yom tov. It's eaten on yom tov l'shnayim, and that means that it was around for 2 days when it was eaten. Chal Yom Tov Lios Achar Shabbos. If Yom Tov falls out on Sunday, so then in such a case, it's baked on Friday. Necheles Yom Tov, it's eaten on Sunday, L'shlosha, for 3 days. Days. Lefi, Shein Adoich, Alois HaShabbos, V'lois HaYom Tov. Because the baking of the Shtei Alechem cannot be done neither on Shabbos nor on Yom Tov. Analyzes the Gemara. V'yamrit Tzarchei Shabbos Nasim Yom Tov. And if we're going to say, like Rabbi had suggested, that you're allowed to take care of the Tzrochim of Shabbos on Yom Tov, Hashta the Shabbos B'Yom Tov Shari, we're allowed to bake on Yom Tov for Shabbos. The Yom Tov B'Yom Tov Mibai? Why can't you bake on Yom Tov itself for the Yom Tov? Why do you have to do it on Erev Yom Tov? Why is the Shtei Alechem baked on Erev Yom Tov? It should be baked on Yom Tov itself. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hasam, when it comes to Shtei Alechem, it's different because of an important rule. The Torah Kedoshah tells the Parshas, Bo'ach HaShei Yochel Chol Nefesh, Hu Levada Yosel Lechem, that you're allowed to do the Malach of Oichel Nefesh Lechem. Chazal Darshan Damakro, Lechem, Lechem V'loy Ligvoya. You could do for yourself, but not if it's primarily for the Migdash. And the Shtei Alechem, of course, is an avoda in the Migdash. Ulu Rabbi Shimon Gamliel analyzed the Gemara, Dam Rabbi Shimon Ben Askan, Doiches a Yom Tov. But what about the dissenting opinion over there, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the name of Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi Chanin Askan, Koyanim, that they would bake it on Yom Tov, Ma'ikal Meymar. How is he going to deal with the fact that it's clear that Chazal of Adrasha, it's on Beitza Chofa Mebez, Lechem V'loy Ligvoya? Answers the Gemara, Savala Kabashol, he holds, like Abashol, the Omer Lechem, Lechem v'loy l'nachrim. It doesn't come to preclude for Hegdish. You're allowed to bake for Hegdish and cook for Hegdish on Yom Tov, according to Abishol. But rather, this Hu levada yasa lechem. Lechem means for Yisrael and not for Goyim. Now the Gemara goes back to the Shita of Rabba that, of course, we accept la halacha, that says that cooking on Yom Tov is not punishable by Malkus haluv mikli lei archim, lest guests might come, which is even an important rule for halacha lemaisa as well, which we possibly will discuss in halacha from the daily daf. Shalach le Rav Chizda le Rabba biyad Rav Acha bar Rav Huna. Rav Chizda sent to Rabba the following question using Rav Acha bar Rav Huna as an intermediary. Mi amrin hoyel. Do we say the rule of hoyel v'atnan? There is a famous mission in Makkos. Yesh chayrish tlem echad. A person can plow a small area of a field, the chayavim allow mishum shmeina lavin. It could be chayiv 8 lavin in that action, and that is hachoyrish b'shar v'chamar. Someone who plows with a shar and a chamar, which are klayim, you're not allowed to plow them together. Vei mukdashim, and they were consecrated for the mikdash, and you're not allowed to use them. Uklayim bekerim, and you're also in violation of klayim by having a vine mixed with seed. Ushvius. It's also Shvius. B'Yom Tov, he's plowing on Yom Tov. Kayin, he's a Kayin V'Nazir, as well as a Nazir, a Beis HaToma. And he's in an area of a Beis HaKvaris. Beis HaToma is a euphemism for a Beis HaKvaris. And you see the sugi over there in Makkos that counts up why it is that the Tana said that it equals to 8 lavin. We're going to focus on the Yom Tov part. The Iyamrin and Hayil, why do we say that he's in violation of Yom Tov? Acharisha lo l'chayiv. He shouldn't be chayiv for plowing on Yom Tov. Hal v'chazal kisui dam tzibar. Maybe he's going to use it. It can be used to cover the blood of a bird to be mekayim the mitzvah kisui adam, which you shechted on Yom Tov to eat on Yom Tov, and therefore one should be allowed to use the dirt for covering the blood on Yom Tov, and therefore the act of digging it up would not be an iser on Yom Tov. And once that possibility remains, then to remove the Yisr entirely, like Rabba had said in regards to cooking. Amar Rav Papa Bar Shmuel, Bavonim Mekur Zolos. These are Avonim, stones that are referred to as Kurzolos. On the one hand, they are not sand-like and can't be used for Kisui Adam. On the other hand, it was in an area that's used for planting. Asks the Gemara, even those can be used for Kisui Adam. Ru'uyas L'Koycham. You're able to pound them out and to turn them into a sand-like and dirt-like substance to use to cover the dam. Ruyas l'kodshem, v'kich abiyomtev mishari. The Gemara had attempted an answer, well, it's, since it's avanimukur zalos, it can't be used for kisui adam, says the Gemara, but you're able to grind it down. That's the kasha ruyas l'kodshem. And since it could be ground down, so then we see, even the avanimukur zalos should be considered something that could be used for kisui adam. Asks the Gemara, but are you allowed to grind down on Yom Tov? It's an Isur D'oraisa to do tochein on Yom Tov. See Tosos that asks a bomb kasha on the Gemara's kasha, but that's the Gemara's question on Teres Ruyis Lekochen. Says the Gemara, Ruyis Lekochen Kalachar Yad. You'd be able to do with a shinui, which would be mutter, shvus, an Isur D'rabbanan, it still would be, but it would be mutter min hatayra. Since it's mutter min hatayra, then in such a case, at the end of the day, the Harisha should not be an Isur D'araisa, since it could be used l'kisui adam if you violated only an Isur D'rabbanan. And says the Gemara, bitzunma, we're talking about plowing real rocks. Asks the Gemara, but we said he was planting in the real rocks. Sunma barzria, they're real rocks. How can you plant inside? Answers the Gemara, tsunma milamala vafer tichuach lemata. Talking about where there's rocks above and ground underneath. So the bottom line is that he can't use it for kisui adam. Asks the Gemara, but now that you've got ground underneath, it'll be mutter for charisha because of the hoel for the ground underneath that could be used for kisui adam. Typically, mishum afer tichuach. There shouldn't be an isur d'oraisa for the charisha because he could use the thin dirt under the rock for kisui adam. Ella, we've got a strong kasha, and we're still stuck. How could it possibly be, if you hold of hoyil, that you're going to be chayiv on charisha? You should say that it's not an isur d'oraisa of charisha because it could be used for kisui adam. Ella, mamar baravashi, betina. We're talking about a type of lime. If you hear it in the background, Baruch Hashem, recording in Ramat Beit Shemesh in Eretz Yisrael during the day, you almost always hear the sound of drills and cement. Right when we said the word betina, a drill went off. Tina is a cement-like substance, which ultimately needs to be drilled through, which is not something that's used for kisui adam. And that's what he was plowing in. Asks the Gemara, betina barzriu, could you plant in this lime-like substance? Answers the Gemara, bimitunta. We're talking about a moist area of ground that could be planted. On the other hand, the mud is very, very thick, and therefore is not the type of dirt that you would use for kisui adam. So ultimately, the Gemara gave an ukimta, where you could have someone planting in ground, which is a ground that you would not be able to say hoel on to pater for Harisha. We've once again defended the Shita of Rabbah that says that it wouldn't be an Isur D'oraisa to cook on Yom Tov because Halal Boy Mikli Lei Archim. Says Gemara 10 lines from the top, another Kash on Rabbah, Esve Abaye. Abaye asked from another Sugya over there in Makkas, Hamevashel Gid Hanoshe Bicholov. Someone who cooks the Isur Gid Hanoshe in milk, be Yom Tov, it was Yom Tov, Va'eichlani eats it, like a Chomish. He gets five sets of malchus. Now we count out those chiyuvim. Like mishum evashel gid biyamtiv. Number one, he's cooking on yamtiv. Like mishum eichel gid. Number two, he ate the gid. Like mishum evashel basa b'chalav. And it's considered as if he cooked meat with milk. The Gemara in Chulin on Sadi Vavam Ebeis and Sadi Tesam Ebeis suggests that that would be dependent on whether we say yesh begidim benois and tam, that we consider gid hanasha like a food item and not like a piece of wood. So here, if it's a food item, then it would be basa b'chalav. Like Mishum Avaris also gets malchus for creating a fire on Shabbos. Vi amri in hoyel, and if we're going to say hoyel, avara loy lichayiv, he shouldn't be chayiv for lighting a fire. Excuse me, on we said on Shabbos, we meant on Yom Tov. He's going to be chayiv for starting a fire on Yom Tov. Why? Hoyel dechazi leletzarcha. We should evoke this rule of hoyel. Now, hoyel doesn't only mean hoyel di by le'archim, but rather hoyel, you shouldn't be chayiv on something if you could use it for ochel nefesh. Since it could be used for his needs on Yom Tov, even though a gid would not qualify for his needs because it can't be eaten on Yom Tov, he could use it to cook up kosher soup. Amar lei, that's a strong kasha. And Rabbah responded back to Abaye, you're right, take out Avara, that's not the correct Yirsa, but rather say that he's Chayiv because the Gid Anoshe came from an animal that wasn't properly slaughtered. Asks the Gemara, Rabbi Chia taught, the way you break down the five Yisurim here are that you have two eating prohibitions and three cooking. V'isa, and if you're going to be right, that the prohibition, the fifth prohibition here is, that's a gid hanashav nevela that he's eating, so then it's shalosh alechila sami boile. It should say three for eating and two for cooking. Rabba suggests, and it could very well be, that this is Rabba l'shitasa in the beginning of Maseches Beitza, apik avara, va'ayil atzei muktza. Take out avara, but given Malkus for violating by using the wood of Muktza. Since this wood had not been prepared for Yom Tov and not been designated beforehand, he's in violation of a din d'oraisa of Muktza. To which the Gemara challenges, Umuktza d'oraisa, is Muktza really an Isser d'oraisa? So Rabbi here is Mechadish, as we learned in the beginning of Maseches Beitza as well. Amalei in. He says, yes, t'chsiv ha'yu b'yom ha'shishi ve'chinu es asher yaviyu. That the Torah tells us that the Klal Yisrael is commanded to prepare the month on the sixth day and not to use it on the seventh. And this is a din d'oraisa according to Rabbah. Zarasa mehacha. And the warning of it, the prohibition in the context of a lav, miloisase chomalacha, don't do any work. And hachana here, Rabbah is mechadesh, qualifies as work. Bezer Hashem, we're going to stop the daf over here, because the Gemara will analyze the sugya of Muktza well into Memches Amud Aleph. This is a very important Gemara. The Chassam Sofer has an even Shuvas Halacha L'maisa based on this. Maybe that will be tomorrow's Halacha from the Daily Daf about the sugya of Muktza. Ostensibly, the Gemara will not remain with this pshat, although, as one of my Rebbeim Rav Rosenzweig would say, there might very well be echoes even in the Halacha L'maisa of this Hava Amina as well, that Muktza is Doraisa. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Mem Zayin in Maseches Psachim. Because my wife has not returned to Eretz Yisrael yet, so much of our learning of Torah and our Habatzas of Torah is dependent on her Mesiris Nefesh. She's the one who does a lot of the editing and joins the Halacha from the Daily Daf to the Daf itself in the editing of the files. So for the next few days, Bezer Hashem, we should have the Koach to do the Halacha from the Daily Daf. We will have that as a separate file that you could find alongside of the daf. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Mem Zayin in Maseches Pesachim.